We're up to Perek Nun Aleph. We're up to Perek Pasuk Yud Gimel, but I want to start again from Pasuk Yud Beis because it's really the beginning of a section, and I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful medrash. Anochi Anochi Hu Menachemchem. Again, Perek Nun Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. Anochi Anochi Menachemchem. It is I who will give you comfort. Miat Vatiri Me'enosh. Who is there that should be afraid of man? Why should my nation? At here refers to Klal Yisrael, Beloshin Nekeva. Who should be afraid of who among you should be afraid? Vatiri Me'enosh Yamus. Why should you be afraid of a feeble human being that will one day die? Umi Ben Adam Chotzir Yinasein. Why should you be afraid? Umi Ben Adam refers back to Vatiri. Why should you be afraid of a human being that is compared to grass? Just like grass, it withers and decays and disappears in a very short period of time. Doesn't last forever. So, two human beings are feeble and very delicate. And the time will come when they will pass from this world. So, there's no reason why a person should be afraid of a human being. The only one that you should be afraid of is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that we learned the pasuk yesterday. But here I want to show you a beautiful medrash. Why does the pasuk say Anochi Anochi twice? So the answer is, the Medrash says, Moshel Lamadav Adamer to a king that got angry at his wife. The king got angry at the queen, and he sent her away into exile. And then after time, he had charata, he wanted to make up with his wife. So he calls back, the wife should return. So the wife wasn't so quick to return. Why should the wife want to return after the king? He treated her so harshly. So he's mefayaser. How is he mefayaser? He says, I will double your ksuba. Right. Double the ksuba. So Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, it's time for you to come back home. The galus is over. It's time to be Mashiach, time to come back home. Klal Yisrael is not so quick to come back home, unfortunately. And Hashem says, Hashem is mefayis Klal Yisrael. How did I take you, how did I marry you? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I gave you one dosage of Anochi. Now when the Geula comes and I will give you comfort, I will give you double. Anochi, Anochi, Menachemchem. I'll give you a double dosage of myself. It's a beautiful medrash. This is Psikta Kahana, Psikta of Kahana, Perek Yud Testament Hey. Okay, so it could be, you know, some of these medrashim overlap. They appear in different places. It could very well be, you're right, you're the expert. I defer to you. But here in the Sefer, it says the Psikta. But again, I'll just say, a lot of these Midrashim overlap in many places. Especially, and it's a beautiful, this is the Haftarah, Haftarah for which Parasha? Shoiftim. So when it comes to Parasha Shoiftim, you have a drasha on Anochi, Anochi, it's the double dosage of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He passed Yud Gimel, Vatishech Hashem Osecha. Hashem has, so what does Klal Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Klal Yisrael, we complain. And we complain, Vatishkach Hashem Osecha, that Hashem has forgotten you. Noteh Shemayim v'yosi aretz, and the one who has spread out the heavens and laid out the foundation of the earth, v'tefachei tam kol hayom, and the entire day we are afraid. What are we afraid of? Mipnei chamas hameitzik. We're always afraid of the anger of the oppressor. Hameitzik means one who brings tsar, oppression upon us. Hamas is the anger. Kaasher koinein lahashchis, as he plans. Koinein means he is preparing. He is thinking about destroying us. And Hashem says, why are you always afraid of the meitzik? Why are you always so terrified of your oppressors? And you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ayeh Hamas hameitzik. The time will come when you will say, where is the anger of the oppressor? The oppressor will pass. Human beings only live in this world for that much period of time. Hashem endures forever. All of our oppressors come and go. So don't focus on the Hamas Hameitzik and forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the power to save us. He will outlast anyone that tries to cause a sar. Pasuk Yudalid, Nihar Tzoyelihi Pasech. It's a very difficult expression. Let's learn it first according to the Mitzvot. Rashi has a few perushim. According to the Mitzvot, he learns none of the above, none of Rashi's perushim. He learns very simple. Tzoye means it's a borrowed, it means something which moves about. It goes from place to place. And he brings a raya from Yirmiyahu, we find that expression being used, v'shlachti lo tzayim v'tzayu. There, from the context of Yirmiyahu, it means that objects, people are moving about. So here it's borrowed to refer to the exiles. It refers to us, Klal Yisrael, in Golus, we're always moving from one location to another location. We're running around. So it's a borrowed term, which you could substitute with the word goyla, the exiles. The Jewish people who have been sent in exile and travel from one country to another country. So Hashem says, the time will come, do not worry. The time will come, when Mashiach will come, and the tzoyeh, the exiles, will be released. Lipasech means to be released from their captivity, from prison, from their tzaras. And they will not die. They will not fall into the pit. The goyim are trying always to lower us into the pit, to destroy us, we're not going to die. V'lo yechsar lachamo, and we will always have parnas. Hashem will always provide for our needs. We're not going to go out. The exiles will be released from their captivity, and they will not be lowered into the pit, and they will not starve to death. That is according to the Mitzudos interpretation, referring to the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is promising us that He will take care of us, and therefore we look back to Pasuk Yud Gimel, do not be afraid of the enemy, the Hamas HaMeitzik, and we are advised not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He will endure forever. According to Rashi, Rashi takes in this first interpretation, Tsoya, which I think we are more familiar with, excrement. And nihar tzor lipasech means to come out of the stomach, lipasech, from the cavity inside the stomach where the tzoya is stored, from the intestines, it's going to come out. And here it's v'loyamus l'shachas. If the waste would not come out, of the body, we will be poisoned by the toxins of the waste, and we will die. So here it says that our enemy, is not going to live very long. Well, I'm sure he's not going to live long, but the enemy is living a life of tsar. What's the tsar? Miar tsoyelihi pasech. He's not able to control his bowels. His waste quickly comes out. And the reason why that happens is because if it would remain inside v'loyamus, and that because he if he would keep the waste inside, he would die. So by releasing the waste, he is preventing himself from descending into the grave. But there is a trade-off. The trade-off is that the food has not been thoroughly digested, and therefore he needs to eat again. He needs to eat a lot. V'lo yechsa lachmo. He's hungry, and he needs more food in order to sustain. In other words, we're describing here a very sick person. A very sick person who cannot hold food in his body to sustain him. Food enters his body, but right away the food is released from the bowels as waste. But it is released prematurely. And when it's released prematurely, the body has not yet had the chance to digest and extract the benefits of the food. So the person is in need of more food. And there the Pasuk says, V'lo yechsa lachmo, his bread will not be missing. I'm not really clear that I understand Rashi. Let's read, look at the words of Rashi inside very quickly. Miher tzoa lehi paseach. The tzoya has been released quickly. Afilu nikavim kashmulav. Even going to the Beis HaKisa, even that is difficult. V'tzorechu li paseach b'hiluch hameyayim. And this individual, he's not healthy. It's not easy for him to digest food. And he has to lipasech, which means to go to the Beis HaKisa, as we would say it, behilo chameayim, in order to cause what is in his stomach to be released, kdei shelo yamus l'shachas, so that he should not die. The pain of keeping the food inside his bowels is so great and so dangerous for whatever reason. Because of his illness, he would die an unusual death.
Maybe because constipation.
Okay, but it's not healthy. It's a situation which is not normal. The kevon shemiyah liposeach, since this person has to release his food immediately, tzorichu lemezonos rabim, he needs a lot of food. A normal person does not need, we all know that, we don't need to eat too much. Anything that we eat, unfortunately, we always regret because we gain weight. But that's healthy, that the body should retain the food, but the body can live off that amount of food for a very long time. But a person, the Shachman Lusan, is very sick, the body, the food leaves the body very quickly, and he needs, Rashi says, "Vitzorichu limizonos rabim," a lot of food. She'im yechsa lachmo, if the bread will be missing, hu yomus, he would die. So Rashi is explaining here a very sick person. I don't really understand. I didn't really get a chance to go into this in depth, but who this pasuk is referring to according to Rashi?
There's another problem that Zo'ed normally is spelled with an aleph, not an ayin.
Okay, I don't know that. Okay, that sometimes they're interchanged.
But it's
a problem. Yeah, okay. But Rashi here clearly learns soya. Soya means something. Well, see, soya here, according to the Mitzvot, means something which is moved from place to place. It's a borrowed term. So we are, according to the Mitzvot, we are using this term to refer to the B'nai, to the exiles, to the Jewish people who are in Galus. And the whole essence of a person in exile is he goes around from place to place in constant transition. Constant transition. So Hashem says, now lehi pasach, you will be released from your state of Galus, from your state of instability, to return to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, no. Simple. Tzoya is waste. Liposeach means released from the body. And why must it be released? Because this individual is very sick. If the food remains in the body, he will die. So it must be released. So velo yomus l'shachas. But now comes a problem, complications, side effects. Every time a person has one problem, it leads into another whole series of problems. And what's the next series of problems? He needs to eat a lot of food to supplement, to make up for what's missing. Hashem says, for this person, do not worry, v'lo yechsa lachmo, the bread will not be missing. So perhaps what it refers to the B'nai Goyler. It's referring to our, I'm not exactly sure, but it refers to our Klal Yisrael in their state of Golos. In their state of Golos, they are tormented. The Gemara talks about in Soita, that if a person that's terrorized, he releases waste. There are a lot of stories like this in the Holocaust, when people are in a state of terror.
By Malchus, if a person.
Right, if he releases waste. When a person is in a state of terror, he loses control over his bowels. So it appears, if I'm not mistaken, that the pasuk here is describing our pathetic state in Galus. We are always in a state of terror. And okay, it's symbolic. And it's as if that every time we try to accomplish something, we try to absorb something, whether it's ruchnius or gashmius, we're so worried that we're going to be attacked, going to be destroyed, we can't sustain it.
Or even just to adapt to wherever it is you land in.
We come to a new place, right. We're so terrorized, we don't have enough strength to properly absorb within us what that culture, what that environment has to offer. And we release it too quickly because we're so terrified. Just like as a human being who's in terror, release waste from his body prematurely. But what is the side effect? We need to replenish. We need to fill ourselves up again. But the system was not made for that. That's not the way the system was made. So we go from one problem to another. It's a mushel. It's a powerful mushel of Golas. What? Yeah, the eating disorder is a mashal of a klal yisrael in Golus. Mihar tzoyli pasach v'lo yomus l'shachas v'lo yech salachma. But Hashem promises us, even though we are in this pathetic state, He will guarantee that we will still survive, we will not die, and He will supply us with our needs to get through the difficult times. Okay, then Rashi goes on another interpretation. He says that the word in the whole new interpretation tzoyah refers to our enemies. And tzoya refers in the menu, it means to be girded with strength. A very unusual word. Tzoya means to take a belt. A soldier, when he goes out to war, he girds his loins. He puts on a strong belt to strengthen himself. So the tzoya is that belt. The belt that gives a person strength, power. And liposech, it's opened. It will quickly open. The strength of our enemies will dissipate. It will fall away. And we will survive. So that interpretation fits much better with the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk says that we in Klal Yisrael, we are terrorized. We are always in a state of fear from the Vatafachei Tamil called Yom Ibn Hamas HaMeitzik because of the tormentor. When he plans, Kasher Koinin L'Hashkes, as he plans to destroy us. And Hashem says, don't worry about the Netzik. Forget about him. The time will come when you will save Ayecha Mas HaNetzik. The enemy is gone. Don't worry. Mihar Tsoy Elihi Posech. His belt will quickly open. His belt, which gives him his magic powers, will quickly open up. He'll be weak. He'll become weak. And then you will survive. V'lo yamus, you will not die. L'shachas, into the pit. V'lo yech salachmo, you'll have parnasa. And you will overcome your enemies. Okay, so those are three approaches to understand this very difficult pasuk. Again, according to the Mesudas, it's the goylim, the exiles. Hashem says, I will take you out of your golus very quickly, do not worry. According to Rashi's first interpretation, it appears that it's a mashal for the goylim in golus, the whole pasuk of our difficult situation. It's compared to an eating disorder. And according to Rashi's third interpretation, it's referring to the enemy will disappear, he will be destroyed, his strength will dissipate. Pasuk tesvav anochi Hashem Elkecha, and I, who is Hashem, your God. Roiga hayom, I split the sea. Roiga means to split, by kea. Vayehemu galov, and I cause the waves to roar. The waves would roar when it split. What does the Mitzudo say about Yehemu galov? Anochi vetzom v'lomo lo l'tishnali. Vayich m'halchapam sheyerumu v'yemu b'kol gadol. Okay, to roar. V'yemu means to raise up their voice. Hashem says, rely upon me, because just like in the past in Mitzrayim, I caused the yam to split and I caused the waves to roar. I will do this for you again in the future. Vayimagalav Hashem Tzivakoy Shema Hashem Tzivakoy is his name. Pasik Tezayim. V'yosim divarai b'fich. I'll put my words in your mouth. Uvitzel yodi, and in the shadow of my hand, kisi sicha, I will cover you. Lintoya Shemaim l'yisoy de'aretz, to spread out the heaven. I will take out to spread out the heaven and to establish the earth, v'leimar, and to say, L'tzion, ani ato, you are my nation. This is a very important pasuk for a few reasons. First of all, what does it mean, Tzion? We discussed this many, many times. There is Tzion, there is Yerushalayim, Tisha B'Av, there are the whole selection of kinos called the Tzionim. What is Tzion? So if you study Tanakh, Tzion means many, many things. And this is one of the psukim that is cited. This is a rare pasuk where Tzion refers to Am Yisrael. It's a Ferish pasuk right here. L'tzion, Hashem will say to Tzion, Ami Ato, you are my nation. That's not the typical translation of Tzion. Tzion refers to the city, to Yerushalayim, to the spiritual essence of the city. And this pasuk clearly defines Tzion as a reference to Klal Yisrael. Ami Ata, a reference to the people, not to the physical location. So that's a very unique, and this pasuk is cited often in those who like to try to figure out a more precise meaning for the word Tzion relative to the word Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim and Tzion? What's the difference? Well, Tzion refers to the people. Yerushalayim refers to the physical location. That's one very valid approach. Problem is, you have another 100 times where it says Tzion, and it's also referring to physical location, not referring to people. But at least here we have one pasuk that does tell us that it refers to people. Another idea, there's a beautiful medrash. A beautiful medrash is, Ashloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, ala Torah, v'al ha'avoida, v'al gemilas chasadim. So we have all three here in this pasuk. The medrash quotes this, v'asim divari b'ficha. We have. Let me read the Medrash. Hashem Natzadech Hayom Shoyim Shiori Kines Hagadol Hu Haya Oimer Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Oimer Al Torah V'Al Avodah V'Al Gemilas Chasadim U'Shloshtan B'Pasuk Echad V'Asim Devarim B'Ficha. You make me laugh. Zo Torah, right? Our garden house. Very, very chashuv person is here today. Zo Torah. This refers to Torah. Torah here is B'Fich Devarai B'Ficha. I'll put my words in your mouth. That's Torah. Uvitzel yodi chisi sicha. This is gemilas chasadim. I will shelter you, provide your needs. And then when it says v'lemel etzion amiyata, you are my nation, that's avoda. You are my nation, you are going to serve me. If you are my nation, you're mine. What does a servant do for his master? He serves him. So we have here in this one pasuk, Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasadim. The order is first Torah, gemilas chasadim, and then avoda. Pasuk Yud Zayin, his oiri, arouse yourself, Kumi Yerushalayim, wake up, arise Yerushalayim. Asher shosis, you have already suffered enough. You have drunk. Miyad Hashem eskos chamoso. Hashem says that you have suffered more than enough. You have drunk the cup of anger. Miyad Hashem kos chamoso eskubas, the dregs. The kubas are the sediment which collects the bottom of the cup. It's poisonous. It's not meant to be drunk. The dregs it's not healthy to drink the dregs. That's where the flavor comes from. But if it went through a good sieve, it would have a filter. You would have removed all of these sediments. As you have drunk, you have consumed. The dregs. What is tarela? Poison. Poison. What? Yeah, better, you once told me an interpretation.
I said toxic.
Shasis, you have drunk. Motsis, you have sucked. So it's not just enough that we have drunk a cup of poison. We have sucked every last bit of flavor from the poison. That is how much we have suffered over the course of our history. We have suffered a very great amount. Hashem says, enough. Pasuk Yud Ches, this is a very powerful pasuk. You cannot underemphasize the next pasuk says. This pasuk defines Klal Yisrael and Golos. Golos, two problems about Golos. Number one, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What do we need the Beis HaMikdash for? We need the Shechina. It's not so much the Mikdash, it's the Hashuas HaShechina. When the Shechina is resting, we have no clue what this means. We're totally lost. When the Shechina is resting, Hashem is there. And Menela, we know what to do. There's guidance. Hashem himself guides us. The Mikdash is Charaf. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay, there's no Shechina. Next best thing. We have leaders. We have Gedolim. We have Talmidei Chachamim, Kohanim, people that can guide us through Golos. The Shechina is not present, but until the Shechina will return, the next best thing is to look up to great people who know what to do and can explain to us why things are happening in Golos and how to protect ourselves and what things we should focus on to get through the Golos to return to the time when the Midrash will be rebuilt and the Shechina will be restored. The second patch of Golos is we don't have the leaders that we need. Now, not Chas Shalom to be Mezalzel in the Gedolei Yisrael, but the caliber of what we really need to guide us, to get us where we need to go, is missing. And that's what it says here in this pasuk in a very beautiful, eloquent way. Ein Menahelah, the Jewish people, during the course of their exile, do not have a Menahel, a guide. Right, the principal of a school is called the Menahel. Mikol Banu, from all of the children of Klal Yisrael, all of the whole nation, there is no individual that can serve as the proper Menahel to get us through the Golos. Mikol Banu, Mikol Ein Menahel, Mikol Banu Yolada, from all of the children that have been born to the nation, there is no Menahel. The Ein Machazik Biyada, Mikol Banu Gidela, and from all of the children that have been developed, that have grown, there is none among them that can take the nation by the hand. Like a parent walks in the street and holds the hand of his child to protect him. Tell him, don't go here, go here. Be careful, there's a car coming. Don't walk in this spot, there's a pitfall. Be careful. Klal Yisrael does not have among its citizens a child that has grown, a person that has been developed, to take the nation by the hand and guide it through the difficult times of Golos. Very powerful pasuk. This pasuk: Ein menahelah mikol banim yolada, v'ein machazik biyada mikol banim gidela. Okay, pasuk yutes shtayim heina kore osayich. Hashem says that you have suffered two terrible tragedies. One kore osayich means an occurrence. Like a mikra, something has happened. A mikra. So two things have happened, two terrible things have happened. They are so terrible, mi yonud loch. There is no one that can commiserate with you. When a person suffers, part of the comfort he receives, when people come to Menachem Avil, is they come and they bow their heads. Don't say anything. Come to be Menachem Avil, a person, you're not supposed to speak. You only speak if you're spoken to. That is the Ikar Hadin. What do? You just sit there and you bend your head. You bend your head in recognition. It's a gesture. I recognize that you are going through difficult times. I don't have words to say to give you comfort, but I'm here for you. That's what it says here. There is no one. Your tzara is so great. There is no one out there in the world that can bend their head, or it's not effective. There's no one that will come to bend their head to you to offer you comfort for your great tzaras. Now, what are these two tzaras which have come upon us? So here they are. Number one, hashod, and number two, the hashever. What is shod and what is shever? The next two words define shod and shever. Horror of the hacheref. According to the Mitzvot, this is very unusual. We're going backwards. Normally, you would expect al rishon rishon v'al acharon acharon. But here, we're doing it the other way around. Al acharon al acharon rishon. The al rishon acharon. This first word ro'ov defines shever. Shever means literally to be broken, and the brokenness is starvation. And the second word v'hacherev, that refers back to shod. Shod means also to be destroyed through war and starvation. That represents two different concepts, even though it just sounds very similar. There's war and starvation. War means we're being attacked from the outside. Starvation is symbolic of suffering from the inside. No one's attacking us. No one's bothering us. But among ourselves, we cannot find satisfaction. We can't make parnasa. We can't get along with each other. We can't find fulfillment among ourselves. That's one type of tzara. Cheref is among ourselves we would do well, but they don't let us. They don't let us do well. They want to kill us. They're trying to kill us. These are internal and external. So the words are very, very, they're symbolic. They're symbolic. There is shod and there is shever. And these are the two tragedies of Klal Yisrael and Galus, and they are defined with the word ro'av and cheref. Mi anachameh, who can give you comfort? Pasuk chaf. Bonayich ulefu, your children are tired. Shachavu, they're lying down. They lie down. Barosh kol chutzos, at the street corners. Kiso michmar. Kiso means a wild axe. Michmar means that's been trapped. A wild axe that's been caught in a trap. And it's an expression, just like we have wild deer. Hunters, they set traps and they catch their prey. That is what Klal Yisrael has been reduced. We've been trapped by the hunters of the world. Hamaleim Hamas Hashem, you are filled, you are filled with the anger of Hashem, Garas El Elokoich, the shout of your God. Throughout Galus, it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming and shouting at us and giving us Musar by punishing us in all these different ways. And it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have absorbed the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being trapped at the street corners like a hunter traps a wild animal. Listen to me, Aniya, the poor one. Klal Yisrael is called poor. We are poor both in Ruchnius and Gashmius. Ushichuras, we are intoxicated, but Velo Miyoyi, not from wine. This appears in the Kinos. There's a Kina that's almost devoted to this concept, that we are intoxicated. Person who's intoxicated loses his senses. He can't walk in a straight line. He can't think. He can't accomplish. But that only happens when you drink a lot. But the tzoros of Klal Yisrael is so great, it has had upon us the same effect as if we have consumed a large amount of wine. We've lost our senses, we've lost our ability to think straight, to accomplish, and to move forward in life. Pasuk HaBeis Koymash, Adonai Hashem, so says your master Hashem, Ve'elokayich, and Ve'elokayich Yoriv Amo. Hashem says, do not worry, so says your God, the one that will fight for his nation, The time will come when Hashem's anger will subside and he will take up the cause, the fight of his nation. Hinei lokachti miyodech. I have taken away from you his kos ha'tareila. I have removed the cup of poison. Es kubas kos hamasi. I will take away the dregs, the sediment of the cup of my anger. Loi sosifu lishtoi sa'od. You will no longer drink it. V'samtia biyad magayich. And you know what? I'm going to give the cup of poison. I'm going to now express my anger against your enemies. The Samtia Biyad Megach, your tormentors. Asher Amru Lenaf Sheikh, what have they said to you in the past? They've said to you, Neshama, Shechi, bend down. Shechi means to bend low, Vinavora, and will step on you. In the past, your enemies have stepped upon you, but do not worry. That will come to an end. Now they are going to be the ones that are going to bend, and I'm going to step upon them. Vatosimich Aretz Gavech, and they have made, your enemies have made your back like the earth, v'chachutz, and like the street, lo'ivrim, they've made like chutz, means the street in this context, for people to step upon. In the past, your enemies have told you to bend down and let us step on you. They've made you into the dust of the earth. No longer will this continue. Hashem says, I will take up your course. There is a beautiful medrash. The medrash here says that, I knew you the medrash inside vatosimich aretz gavich, that your enemies have made you your back like the earth. Now, so here the medrash takes and says, the medrash is very typical, it takes psukim out of context and turns them into bracha. All the words of Yeshaya, which are words of Musar, can also be interpreted as words of comfort and bracha. Here it says, v'samti yazarecha kafar aretz. Nimshlu Yisrael la'afaretz, here that vatosimi cho'oretz gavech, your body, gavech means your body is like the earth. Ma'ofar ha'oretz misoif ha'olam yad soif, just like the earth goes from the oretz, goes from one end to the other end, there is no hefsek, the earth spans the entire world. So too, kach bonecho yu mifuzorim misoif ha'olam yad soif, the Jewish people will be so numerous, they will conquer the entire world. The earth only produces when you water the earth. If you want the earth to produce vegetation, fruit, vegetables, what? You don't have this. I'm reading for your medrash. You don't have this. I'm reading your medrash. So just like the earth only produces vegetation when you pour upon it water, likewise, Klal Yisrael is compared to the earth. And what is water? The earth, Klal Yisrael, will only be blessed when they learn Torah. Earth causes metal to rust. If you take gold, silver, bronze, you put it in the earth, what will happen? It will rust. So to Klal Yisrael, they could call earth. They'll cause their enemies, which are compared to various metals, to rust. Will become just like earth one steps upon, they will here we take the word the earth that we will step upon our enemies. I just want to point out one last thing before we conclude, is that this pasuk is very important. We quote this pasuk in one of the most important kinos on Tisha B'Av, the Asara Haruge Malchus, when we read in the kino that the Kesar, let's take a step back. First, the first one of the Asara Haruge Malchus was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi. And after he was murdered, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, asked the Hagman, before you kill me, let me please mourn over my friend. Let me mourn over the Nasi. He picked up his head and he put his eyes on his eyes, his nose to his nose, and so on and so forth. And he cried. And then, afterwards, the daughter of the Hegmon entered and saw his beauty, the beauty of Rabbi Yishmael, and said, please don't kill him, let us preserve his beauty. The Hegmon said, I can't do that, I must kill him, but if you like his beauty, we'll flay his skin. And they began to flay his skin while he was alive, and the earth shook. There was a earthquake. And the words of the Paiton are, Tzivo l'hafshit es reishoi b'sahar ha'sechira, The hegemon gave the order to flay his head with a sharp razor. Kiyam ba'oiroi. The hegemon fulfilled by flaying the flesh of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha what it says in Yeshaya, Omru l'nafshech. The nations of the world will say concerning Klal Yisrael, Shechi, bend down, get down on the floor, v'na'avora, and we will step upon you, we'll pass over. Where does that come from? This pasuk, right here. It's only one place in Tanakh, this pasuk right here, where we just read, v'samti abiyad m'gayich, Hashem says, the end will be, I will give the cup of poison to your enemies to drink. Who are your enemies? The ones that have tortured Klal Yisrael, Asher Amru L'Nafshech, who have said to your neshama, Shechi V'Navora. Okay, so here we're learning over here in Perek Nun Beis, in its setting, where it says this pasuk, the Kois HaTarela, and the Kois HaTarela was fulfilled in its fullness at the time of the Asar HaRogi Malchus. This event took place on the 25th day of Sivan, about 2.5 months before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Kiyam ba'oiroi amru l'nafshech shechi v'na'avor. Okay, we will stop here.